Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name's Jeff and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how did we become willing to take step three? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure that willingness had much to do with it with me. It was actually just pure and utter desperation. I had been sick for a long, long time, and I'd spent a bit of time in a treatment facility. I'd stand there and look at the steps on the wall in this particular rehab, and none of it really made any sense. So all I knew was that something else had to change. Something had to be done. Something had to change. I had grown up what I believed up until recently an atheist. I've now come to realize that I was the most uneducated atheist of all time. But it was just what it was like in my household. Alcohol punished me to a point, though, that I didn't really have any other options. So I sort of came into, I came out of that treatment facility. I got myself a sponsor. And if I look back now, I didn't know this at the time, but if I look back and actually think about when did I take my step three, it would have been the very first night I caught up with my sponsor to do step work. And I kind of said to him, look, I think I've done steps one, two, and three, mate. And he said, look, you probably have, but we're going to go through the process the exact same way that he'd gone through it. And that was from the start of the book. And during that night, before we even really got started, he just made me make one promise. And that was that I would give this thing away when I got it. And I remember looking above his head, and I don't even really know who I was talking to. But I just made a deal at that moment that I will do anything that this bloke says to do for the rest of my life. And whatever that power was that I was looking at, I didn't understand at the time. But that was the deal, that I am done. I can't go back to the darkness, the isolation, the loneliness. It was just too much for me. I was hurting too many people that loved me most. And that was the decision right then and there. And I didn't really know, like I said, that I was making a step three right then. But on reflection, that was the moment that I turned my will and my life over to something else. And from there, it was just about going through the work. And I'm glad we did, because I got a real understanding of how powerless I was over alcohol by going through the book, and especially, the first few chapters, because all it did was tattoo into my head that I was absolutely hopeless and I was going to need to turn everything completely over to a God that I probably didn't understand and maybe still don't today. I know it's there, but I don't try and define or work it out because it's out of my pay grade. So once we got up to the position where I was to actually take my step three, the way it happened with me is I got down on my knees with my sponsor and we read it out together, and he looked up at me and said, wow, that was incredible. What was it like for you? And I was too cooked to really understand what was going on. But I just said to him that it was really, really good, because he said that it was really, really good for him. And I guess the willingness then came after that. Am I willing to go through the work that's actually going to free me from the bondage of self? Up until that point, it had all been pretty simple. I hadn't had to really put too much pen to paper. I hadn't really had to look at myself. So it was more like the decision, right, are we prepared to go on with this? And the answer was yes, and that's exactly what we did. We got up off the knees and we went straight into steps four and five, and that is where I had to get the willingness. And at the same time, it was probably all still very much desperation. I just, like I said earlier, I didn't want to go. I don't want to go back to that life. It's too painful for me. And I'm more than happy to do Alcoholics Anonymous and be an alcoholic. I just don't want to be a drunk again. So that's my experience. Cheers.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.